The dice you've got in your Kickstarter, is the Kickstarter is mainly dice?
No, the Kickstarter also includes a tool that I use in my own personal practice. It is a geomantic calling plate, and the brass dice are traditional. That's a style of dice called Kira, and that's the kind that they use in the Middle East. So you can also see on the Kickstarter page, I have included other images of those kind of dice that are in museums right now. And I also included a geomantic calling plate because I wanted it to be a set for people as an incentive. So I took the tool that I use privately in my own practice of reading, and I put that out there. And I thought people would enjoy it as a set. And I guess my instincts were right, because the most sales that I've had have all been as a set. So I think people particularly like both items together.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I mean, they're beautiful. If people have, so people should definitely go check out the Kickstarter. There'll be link below. And how much longer do they have to check that out to join the Kickstarter? 2 weeks?
Yeah. As of today, we've got slightly less than 2 weeks. We've got 12 days to go. So
get on it, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One of the things that really appealed to me, and you might find this interesting since we're talking about Stephen Skinner. So one of the things that got me into geomancy, ironically enough, was even though I was born in the Middle East and, you know, at least in rural parts of Oman, you know, there are still people that do geomancy, as well as in places like Pakistan.
Really?
In Pakistan, it's huge. Oh my God, it is huge out there.
Wow.
So I'll tell you some anecdotes about how geomancy is used in Pakistan. But interestingly enough, from living in the Middle East, I completely dismissed geomancy as a thing until my father's English. So my father was also, he was an Air Force officer. And, you know, as military men are wont to do, he was very dismissive of all things supernatural and whatnot. My mother, who's Arab, is of course completely the opposite. And you know, he would just basically dismiss it as, you know, superstition and nonsense. And interestingly enough, when I had gone to London and I picked up a copy of Stephen Skinner's Techniques of High Magic and discovered geomancy in there.
Oh, wow.
To my younger self, that lent it more credence.
Huh. That's coming hilarious.
Coming from Stephen Skinner, who was reporting on an Arabic form of divination. Like, I lived over there and I didn't lend it any credence as a teenager. So I thought, no, I mean, if this is the case, why is there anyone else doing it? You know, why is this just here? And then after I bought Stephen Skinner's Techniques of High Magic, and he had a chapter on geomancy, and then I also bought Paul Houston's Mastering Witchcraft, and that also had a tract on geomancy in it. And then I was like, okay, they might be onto something.
You know, it's in the Golden Dawn, right? Like it's one of the things we have to study that so much. We have to memorize everything. We have to pass tests on everything. Then we have to learn how to practice it. It's one of it's a lot of work actually, that we were put through. Which is funny since it's something that most people then don't use thereafter. A lot of people just don't get into it, but yet we have to learn it anyway, which I think of course is one of the strengths of the Golden Dawn tradition, where you have to learn quite a bit about a lot of different things, whether you're into it or not. And I think that's a valuable thing just for the discipline and, you know, pedagogic value as a developing as a human person.
And now a word from our sponsors. Hermetic Science Enterprises is a publishing company based in Scotland, UK, that specializes in Western esoteric printed literature as well as educational videos. With various imprints under its belt, its roster consists of grimoire tradition literature, alchemical works, Golden Dawn Tradition books, and the several texts and videos originally belonging to the Philosophers of Nature. Besides its downloadable videos and standard hardcover edition books, Hermetic Science Enterprises also produces beautiful and precious limited fine edition books that are true pieces of art. For more information, to order any of its products, please visit www.hermeticscienceenterprises.co.uk. That's hermeticscienceenterprises.co.uk. And as a lot of you know, I've talked with the publisher Lenny on the podcast before, including a six-hour epic extended version on the Patreon, and seen the fine edition of his new Grimoire of Scott's Discovery of Witchcraft, which is only available for purchase up to 50 limited copies till the end of May, I believe. So check it out now. HermeticScienceEnterprises.co.uk.
Diving deep into the practices and reality tunnels of the esoteric and the occult, check out Praxis Behind the Obscure podcast, where I interview practicing occultists, do book reviews, and much more. Check us out on YouTube, Red Circle, and many other podcast platforms.
While we cannot control whether any ads get put in the spots allocated, we thank you for listening to those that do, since they help keep this project alive. You can also get ad-free content and bonus content and videos and a private webpage by subscribing exclusively to magicwithoutfears.com for only a couple dollars a week, or $6 a month, or $50 for the year. It helps a lot, plus you get emails about other exclusive things. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually have a close friend out here in Kansas City, Missouri, and this friend of mine is actually in the Golden Dawn, and I think he teaches a part of the astrology curriculum, if I'm not mistaken, and he goes out to Austin, Texas, I believe, to occasionally help with teaching part of the astrology curriculum, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, okay. There are Golden Dawn members out here in Kansas City also.
Yeah, of course. And I guess I know which order he's probably with then in that case. But there's a lot of people in Austin. That's where the majority of my magical friends are, I think, are in Austin, as far as any one city goes. Maybe L.A. There's a lot of, you know, magic going on in those cities for some reason. But yeah, it's interesting that it's such a big part of the GD curriculum, though I know very few adepts who make active use of it. Though the ones who do, of course, love it, and that's cool. I do hope that I'll find more of an interest in it after as time goes on. I don't know, maybe I will, maybe I won't, right? Again, there's so many things in magic to study. It's easy to get distracted, but it's also fun to learn, you know, develop new techniques. And what do you use geomancy for the most? If you were trying to get me, like, you know, as someone who already knows how to do it and has done it quite a lot, but isn't that much in love with it, what would you say? Is there a way? Do you have any thoughts on how to seduce a practitioner back into its practice?
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. I can only tell you about my own experiences and how I use it.
Perfect.
And hopefully this will sell you on it. So the thing that I've, my focus on divination, or my philosophy, if you will, is literally to maximize gain and minimize loss. At its core, it's that simple to me. And where I think a lot of things like tarot, and I'm not trying to pick a fight with anyone who's a tarot card reader, so if anyone is listening and they think that I'm doing that, please, you know, don't think that at all, because that's the first form of divination I think most magic practitioners become familiar with. It's like my friend Brian Wilkins told me, or he said recently, I think in a podcast rather, that he would use geomancy for strategy and tarot for tactics. My own take on that, which is completely valid, you know, if you know both forms of divination, you can use it. But for me, I will use geomancy to know how something will play out whether it's a course of action I should take, and also to explore if something does play out, what are the modalities of how that thing will play out? Will it play out in my favor? Will it play out in my favor, but I will regret it at the end? And geomancy can tell you that. It can give you those kind of answers. And also the blunt way that geomancy answers a question with giving you an answer upfront, that I find it exceptionally useful, because as a tarot card reader, you sometimes, you know, when you deal a spread, you can convince yourself, oh, well, it could mean this. If you're particularly close to an issue, you don't have that out with geomancy. With geomancy, it's extremely blunt. It does give you that information, that answer up front. If you proceed with this course of action, here are how things will play out. And that is where I find geomancy extremely useful. I started to follow Sam Block and Dr. Al Cummings, their work, and I was following Sam Block's Digital Ambler and some things that I learned from Dr. Al, and I won't undertake any kind of ritual work, sans geomantic divination, to know, A, is this the right course of action for me to do? And B, how will this play out in my favor? And if those two things are not going to play out, well, then I'm not going to do the ritual, you know, irrespective of, you know, how I think or what I think I should do. Because geomancy will give you that answer up front and let you know how things will play out. So for ceremonial magic, it's extremely useful.